Network recruiting will.
Thank you, Lydia. Networking, recruiting failure, the five biggest reasons. So let's kick off and start talking about it. And Doug Feuerbauer, many of you know this guy. You've heard of him. He's done a tremendous amount in the network marketing industry, and he's a great trainer, teacher, and he's been very successful in his own right. That's what makes him a good trainer and teacher. You know, sometimes when you go out there and you get trainings from people that haven't made it, you kind of look around and go, okay, why am I learning from somebody who's failed at this business for 10 years? Well, take a peek at that first, because you want to make sure that you're working with somebody that's been in the trenches and really has done a lot of work around it. Doug wrote this article, and he laid the foundation with it, saying, you know, if you look at what you do in network marketing, our number one thing is communicating with people. And I believe that you can take that and take it another step further. I believe the most important thing in your entire life, from A to Z, from the day you're born to the day you die, is relationships. That's the most important. And, of course, for me, because I'm a Christian, my relationship with God is number one on that list. But relationships are with your, you know, your Heavenly Father. They're with your spouse. They're with your kids. They're with your neighbors. They're with your people at work. They're with every single aspect of your life. It's about building relationships. So communication is the mechanism of building relationships. And how well you do that in network marketing is really determines what your check looks like at the end of every business period. So it's really about how can I become a much better or much more effective communicator. And a lot of you have done all sorts of things. You go to Toastmasters. That's why all of these ideas of going out and learning how to speak in front of people and doing all these things are critically important. And I gave a training this weekend around fear. And, you know, the number one fear of in the whole world, not fear of illness, death, poverty, all these other, it's the fear of public speaking. It's the number one fear. And why is that important in network marketing? Because even though you may not ever get up in front of a big group, you know, you're always going to have people that come in your organization and say, hey, could you come over and speak to my ladies' brunch or my ladies? And if you look in, you just go into, you know, you go into a freeze because you don't want to stand up and speak in front of people. You're going to deny yourself so many opportunities to grow your business. So that's why Toastmasters is so great, that you learn how to communicate in front of people. But communicating in front of people is a little bit different than communicating one-on-one, isn't it? Absolutely. And the big reason for that is that you can't get as much interconnectedness and interreaction. And you can't, when you're communicating on stage or in front of a group of people, listening isn't a big part of your communication because people are coming there to hear you. But when you're communicating one-on-one, when you're in this network marketing, in the trenches, out there every day, going to grocery stores, post offices, wherever, meeting new people, the most important is to be a really good listener. We want to be great listeners. But he talked about, you know, developing skills around communication with one-on-one situations so that you can truly create the best possible results. And some people, you know, we put under here marketing is blended into communication because, well, the reason I wanted to talk about marketing is because we have 101 marketing ideas. XFM is a marketing idea, right? I mean, we have 101 different marketing ideas that come up, and they come and go and come and go and come and go. So if we keep getting tied into marketing ideas, we're not going to create the great results that we'd like because we need to become better communicators. So marketing gets blended into communication, but you still need that underlying, you know, competency around communication. So a marketing concept is not going to save you from being if you're a bad communicator. And then he gave five reasons why, you know, people fail in networking. Why people fail, and it all has to do with communication. And his concept here is to review these five reasons, see which ones are most relevant to you, and if you don't see them, then my suggestion is talk to people who know you and ask for some solid, honest, open, honest feedback in what they see in you. And that can even be done with people that you've shared the Manatech with and say, could you just give me some open, honest feedback? What did you like? What didn't you like? Where did I lose you? And I think that's some of the most powerful things you can do with somebody who says no to you and find out what it was that didn't get communicated. Because if you don't learn from that, you're going to continue making the same mistake over and over and over again. So review these five reasons and then come up with a more effective game plan for yourself. Just pick, maybe today's the day you just find one thing that you can isolate in this. Maybe you find five. But start attacking one at a time and really try to make a difference in how you're presenting or what you might be doing that's not as effective. I don't like to look at it as right and wrong. That's one of the reasons I didn't like the name of the title of this article because I don't like the word failure. I just think that we're ineffective. It's a better terminology to use. We're ineffective in certain ways, and we want to be more effective. So choose that, because the minute the word failure comes out, I know some of you take the hammer out and you start going deep sixing yourself. And then I lose you for about a week or a day or whatever. If I even lose you for a minute, it's a loss that we don't want to afford to have, because we really have a lot of work to do out there, and we want to be as effective as we can be every minute. Okay, so let's jump in and let's lay this out. Now we lay the foundation, five reasons, and evaluate this. Really spend some time with yourself around each one of these reasons. Reason number one, you're not talking to people. Wow, that's a huge reason, right? And Doug Farber says this is the number one reason why people don't succeed in network marketing. It's because they don't talk to people. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means you're not doing the most important number one activity in all of network marketing, which is communicating with people. And so you just like to plan, you like to read, you like to play on the internet, you like to watch Success Tracker, you love to watch the Navigate videos or promo videos, but you're not out there communicating with people. So the number one thing is you got to get out there and be communicating with people. Get out of your planning and your running around and chasing your tail and start getting out and just communicating. Why don't we do that? Well, a lot of reasons, but the idea is, first and foremost, take action. I've attached to the outline today, oh, by the way, we've amended, I think the one Lydia sent out to you is a kind of a draft, and I've amended that and sent her out, sending out the final one, because it's got a couple things on it that I didn't like and a couple things that were prior things that we had already corrected. So we're going to send out a new action tracker to all of you that you can effectively use. But I think action trackers like that, anything like that is very critical. In fact, I work with my people that I coach with action trackers, because if they're not involved in the activity, why am I coaching? I mean, if you're out there coaching people and they're not, you know, talking to at least three new people a day, why are you coaching them? You got to start asking yourself, why am I coaching? I need people to be dynamic. I need people to go out there with numbers. I need numbers. You know, this is a business of numbers. If you don't agree with that, then you don't agree with the business, because it's a number business. It's about going out and approaching people and communicating with people over and over and over again every day. And you'll never, I'll guarantee you one thing, you'll never run out of people, because there's billions of them out there. So use an action tracker to find out. That'll capture whether reason number one is one of your issues. And most of you, if you look in a mirror and you're honest with yourself, you're going to know right away whether number one is one of your reasons. What's holding you back? So why do people not share? The number one cause of not sharing is something called fear. And what do we have fear of? Well, we have fear of a lot of things. We fear rejection. We don't want people to reject us. And the only way we can possibly be rejected is if we share with somebody. If I never talk to that person in the grocery store line, you know what? She can't reject me. But what's the problem with that? She can't, like, follow you either. She can't become new. She can't recognize there's a better way of living her life. There's a better way of helping her family. She can't ever get exposed to Nutrivirus. Or I shouldn't say that. She might be exposed to it, because the next time she's in a grocery store line, Mary Jo might be standing behind her. And that's fine that you want to leave all these people for me to capture, but that's not what I want for you. I want all of you to capture them. Because there's going to be somebody out there like me that's going to stand in line in a grocery store line and communicate with the person in front of me. Why? Because I love people. And God put me on earth to love people. And that's my purpose here. It's about building relationships, you know, and we all have our commissions, what we feel is most important in our life, and whatever that is, that's what we're here to do. But the idea is it's got to be interrelational. It's relationships with people. So you want to start opening up and making some commentary. And some of you feel so uncomfortable because you don't want to be rejected or you don't want to get out of your comfort zone. I'm going to tell you, the only way you're ever going to get around that fear is by doing it. In fact, it's true about virtually every fear. The only way you get around a fear about doing something is going out and doing it. That's the only way you're going to overcome that fear, is by going out and doing it. So forget about the rejection. Who cares? I mean, if you don't say anything to that person, you don't have to worry about them rejecting you, but you don't have to worry about them accepting you, and you don't have to worry about ever seeing them again. Okay, bye. It's like you're treating them as if they're, I look at it the other way. God put this person in front of me in this grocery store line for a reason, and I'm going to go find out what it is. And maybe that's the thing you need to put in your heart to drive you. That there are no, if you believe like I do, there are no coincidences in the world. So there's a reason that person's in front of me. I'm going to find out what it is. They might have something to offer you. Most people do. Look at it that way, that that's a gold mine there of somebody who can contribute and add to your life. It may not be around Manatech. I don't know. I don't always know what it's going to yield, but it'll yield something. It might be a network. That person knows somebody else who knows somebody else, and by the time I get to the third person, I have a jet in my downline. I don't know, but I'm sure as heck never going to find out if I just look at them and go into fear and don't even talk to them. So start perceiving people differently. Look at them and say they're a gold mine. How about the feeling of fear of I'm not good enough, right? Wow, where does that come from? History, past experiences. Oh, does your past control your future? Absolutely not. The only thing your past has to do with your future is that you can learn some lessons from it and carry them forward. If you let your past control your future, then why don't you just die? I mean, then you're just repeating yourself. I mean, I don't mean to tell people to die, but I mean, it's just, it's brutal when people deal with their past controlling their future, because then they've totally limited their capability of creating anything in life. All they can do is recreate what they've already created. How crazy is that? I'd be on so much Prozac if I fell into that belief system. And I've been really successful in my life. But you know what? I want to be more successful. I have 12 churches to build in Brazil. It costs $12,000. I've got to raise $144,000. So I've never done that before, to build churches. Now, if my past controlled my future, I would say I can't do that because I've never done it before, right? So get out of that I'm not good enough, letting my past thing, because I'm not good enough. The only way that can the only place that can come from is your past. Somehow, something in your past, right? Loss of, how about three? Loss of friendship. Oh, I don't want to share it with my friends because they might not like me anymore. They might love you more. You might help save some of their kids' lives. You might help, you know, restore their health. You might help them have, see, a phenomenal change in their lifestyle. That, I mean, if you watch these people that were in that grocery store with me on Monday night, Mary Jo has impacted their lives. They may never take Manatech products, but you know what? That night changed their lives. It might change only three things differently that they buy in the grocery store shelves, but you know what? That night changed their lives. That's what I'm about. I'm about a life changer, a game changer. I want to be out there and change. Our mentality is so wrong in this country. We need to help people. And it's not, you know, we can go into blame game, but I'm going to say it's not their fault. Not everybody's going to go out there and be conscientious and learn everything. They're going to trust that somehow our government is protecting us, right, from all these bad foods. Not, I don't know how many of you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but we've just been gassed back to back. Started Thursday night, they're gassing us from West Nile virus. They're killing mosquitoes. But this stuff is so toxic, they tell you to stay in your homes. Don't be outside when they're spraying. Oh, my gosh. Golly. Oh. And these are the same people that say, we don't want big government. Keep government out of our hands. Well, I say keep government out of our hands by not gassing us to death. And the problem with now virus is the problem is because our immune systems are so shot. And our immune systems are so shot because we're so irresponsible about what we put in our bodies to support our bodies to be healthy. Right? I mean, let's just take this cycle and go backwards a little bit. I rather approach it from let's get healthy and build a strong immune system and then not have this fear over all these things. I know I got off path. Sorry, people. I got on that pulpit. Okay, loss of friendship. Yeah, we talked about that. You know, you're never going to lose a friend. If you lose a friend, then what kind of friend were they to start with if all you were trying to do is pour into their lives? Now, we can talk about how you share that maybe you're abusive, but if by just sharing somebody something you've come across that's so invaluable, you should never fear losing friends. What others might think of me? What do you mean, what others might think of me? You know, this number, this one right here is about, where's your belief system around network marketing? And let me share with you a little bit about that, because I did a little bit of training on it this weekend, not much, but network marketing should never, ever be an issue for you. When somebody brings up the fact and goes something like, is this network marketing? You want to say, absolutely, and I wouldn't be in it if it weren't. And here's why. You don't need to defend yourself. But if somebody says, is this network marketing? You say, absolutely. You know, it sounds like you have an issue with that. What's your, what predilection do you have about that? I mean, what preconception do you carry around network marketing? Have you been in it before? And they'll go, oh, yeah, I've been in it, blah, 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 or whatever they want to say, you know. And you say, really? He says, why do you think you failed at it? And they'll go, oh, because it doesn't work. I go, oh, really, it doesn't work. And then you can start talking about friends of yours and people you know who've made millions of dollars, why it's the fastest growing business in the United States today, why it's being perceived as a business that's going to totally change this country because it may be our only answer since our job market has disappeared. So now tell me what you think about network marketing, right? I mean, people, network, you've got to get totally sold on network marketing if you're going to go out there and be a network marketer. Maybe that's what's holding you back. So if that's what's holding you back, put a big circle around that and say, you know what, Mary Jo's right. I want to get some of that data that she talked about, and let me talk about network marketing in a way where I absolutely love it. It's the best thing since apple pie. And I believe that. Because it doesn't take a job market to get people money in their pocket. And the barriers to entry are virtually non-existent. You can be an associate in Manatech making money for $39. You can sign up as an associate for $39 and start making money that day. So don't tell me there's any barrier to entry in that business, right? All right, so what other people think of me is almost always focused around network marketing. You got a problem overcoming that objection. You've got to come from strength. I love it because I love it when people ask me about network marketing because you know why? It's an incredible opportunity for me to educate them on the value of this model, the value of this business model. And then people get fearful because they might make a mistake. Oh, my gosh. Have anyone on this call ever made a mistake before in their life? I know we have different attitudes towards mistakes. I'm in one of those personality quadrants that says I love making mistakes because it means I'm stepping out, taking risks without spending 16 years trying to figure out dot every I and cross every T before I move. I'm a mover. I'm a change maker. I'm out there. I'm going to do things without necessarily doing all the preparation that I could have done because you know what? I love to learn by mistakes as well. It's my fastest learning tool. I make a mistake, I pick it up, I look at it, I go, wow, that didn't work. How can I shift it? How can I change it? Let's move on. So fall in love with mistakes. There really are incredible learning tools for you. So fear, that's how to overcome it. There's a bunch of things. Feel the fear and do it anyway. It was a great training. I did a mana train back on 10/15/07 if you want to go listen to that. Get a recruiting partner to support you. In other words, if you're brand new in Manatech, you just started, and you feel a little awkward going out there and sharing, maybe bring somebody along with you your first four or five shares. I think that's a great technique to use. You as seasoned networkers, maybe you can help people out. But maybe you ought to evaluate where you need to be better first because if you're out there teaching people and you're accosting them with your same bad habits, then you're just going to recreate the same results for them that you created for yourself. So first evaluate where can I improve and then go out and help train other people and teach other people. Number three, acknowledge the price you're paying because if you acknowledge the price you're paying by carrying fear and not sharing, then you're going to finally go, okay, maybe I can shift. People really tend not to take new action until they acknowledge the price they're paying for the inaction or the inappropriate action or the ineffective action that they're involved in. And I also, of course, number one on my list is pray. Scripture is really clear on fear. Fear not. You either believe God is in control or you don't. It's really crystal clear. It's another reason why people, especially during this political times, and of course I don't want to get into politics because I'm not going there, but the idea is, that, you know, in all these political times, everybody throws all this stuff out. First of all, you can't even trust half the stuff that hits a newspaper because it's so one-sided when they misrepresent things. And I mean, oh, my gosh, the stuff going on today is so ridiculous. But the idea is that people are trying to instill fear or misrepresent. They're trying to, they're going to show you black and they're going to really, it's really white. Or it's white and it's really, they're showing you, you know, they're showing you white and it's really black. I mean, it's crazy what goes on out there, but we sit there and we get fearful over some of the things. We have people fearful over Medicare, people over Social Security, fearful over where this country's going, fearful over this. It's really hilarious. I was talking to another guy the other day, and he looked at me and he says, you know, Mary Jo, it really doesn't matter which guy wins. We're going to still have the same of the same, because look at Congress and look at the ineffectiveness. And then, you know, you can believe it or not. I think there's a pretty significant difference between the parties. But the idea is that we're not in control. God is. If you don't believe that, then you got a whole other set of problems. But then praying, if you don't believe in God, then you have another place to go. Maybe your spirituality is somewhere else. But you know, it's clear to me that God's in control. He told me to not fear, and I'm not fearing. The only thing I fear is Him, and that's an awe, not a fear. So I don't even, you know, in fact, when I was preparing to teach this weekend, it was really cute. Lydia looked at me and she goes, "Mary Jo, have you ever carried fear? When have you been fearful on something?" And she's been working for me for 8.5 years, and she's never seen one iota of fear out of Mary Jo. It's a pretty incredible thing, isn't it? And I go, I don't know that I've ever. I think I came out of the womb having no fear, but I don't know. I couldn't pinpoint a time, and maybe it was in college or something, and taking an exam, I might have been a little fearful and scared and nervous about, you know, performing well on it. Maybe, because I was heading down that path of being a lawyer, and some of that was pretty challenging at times in my life. But I don't, you know, fear is just not something that's a part of my life. It's not, because it's not supposed to be a part of my life. All right, so that covers number one. Wow, that was a lot of time on number one, just not talking to people. But, you know, that's the number one. I spend a lot of time on number one people because it's the number one reason why we don't make our businesses grow. Because we stand in fear, we stand in reasons why not, instead of standing in reasons why. Reason number two, you're not talking to enough people. Well, this is the second. You can say, well, Mary Jo, isn't that same as number one? No, number one says you're not talking to any people, really. You're just not getting out there. Number two is that your numbers are wrong. Another reason to use an action tracker is to make sure your numbers are right. You got to talk to a lot of people. We sell out on things like talking to two people a day. That's really great for us. Well, maybe for you because you haven't talked to anyone. Maybe the way to start, maybe this is your week. I bet 90% of the people on this phone call with me today, if they were really honest with themselves, would tell me that they do not speak to more than 5 new people on a weekly basis about Manatech. That's incredible. Do you think people get the presidential director by speaking to 1 new person a day? Not even close. I put down some of the people in network marketing that I know about in Manatech. Jet, I went to a Jet training when I was barely a regional director, and he said, you talk to 10 new people a day until you hit national director, and you'll get there in less than a month. 10 new people a day, and I'll get to national director in less than a month? I started 10 new people a day, and after 2 weeks, I was totally, because I had a full-time job, I was totally exhausted. I was finding myself calling California at 11 o'clock at night, every night, trying to find people to talk to, right? I mean, but you know what? My business, I didn't get to national director in 2 weeks, but my business doubled in size. It doubled in size by talking to 10 new people a day. Now, if this technique works, why aren't people doing it? Well, I'll go back to reason number one, fear, all this other kind of stuff. But that's Jet's theory, 10 new people a day. Niall Pratt had a great idea. These are people that have been successful in Manatech. Niall Pratt, both, of course, platinum presidential for Jet, and Niall was silver president or gold presidential. Niall's idea, when he started out, he said, I want one sign-up. He was in results, not just contacts, but what creates results? Contacts. If you're not contacting people, you're not going to create results. He said one sign-up per week the first month, then 3 per week, and then 1 per day. He kept moving it up. He says, okay, I want one sign-up a week. Then he said, I want 3 per week. Then he said, I want 1 per day. So he wanted 1 every day. Monday through Friday, he needed to get 1 sign-up every day. And, of course, again, the number of contacts will be determined by your success rate on enrolling. In other words, the other way around. The number of your success rate on enrolling will be determined by the number of contacts. Secret, one of the biggest reasons failure occurs in networking is too many distributors spend too much time with too few people. And I want you to evaluate that today in your business. Look at who do you have in your hopper that you've been had in your hopper for the last 3 months, and you continue to drip on them and drip on them and work with them and work with them, and you're spending, and what's happening is because they're in your hopper, they're taking up your time, so you're not getting new people. I have no problem having people, I have a folder file on my desk of people that I've contacted that didn't say yes. But you know what? I might give them, all of them, together as a group, a half an hour a week. So there's nothing in that folder file that's stopping me from getting new contacts. So I want you to start evaluating this. One of the biggest reasons failure occurs in networking is too many distributors spend too much time with too few people. Is that you? And when are you going to stop it? Stop breeding failure. Start breeding success. Another secret. In recruiting, new blood keeps the heart of your business pumping. I love this quote. Talk to enough people and talk to people enough. All I want you to do is right now think about bringing on a brand new all-star in your business or a brand new associate in your business who's going to do the business. Maybe they didn't want to do the all-star pack, but they came in at 109 or whatever. A brand new business builder. I want you to think about that. Think about the last one you signed up who said they wanted to do the business. And then I want you to think about the exhilaration and the joy that you had in that experience. And now my question is this. Why don't you want to repeat that same exhilaration and joy every week or every month of your life? I mean, we know what a high it is. Why aren't we going back? I mean, that should be your think about it. Put yourself in that position. Feel it. Get the emotion around it. And now go out and recreate it. But sometimes it's required of you to come from that emotion to attract that kind of person. Did you ever think about that? And that comes down later on in some of these reasons. But I want you to revisit that emotion. Reason number three, you are not talking to the right people. Oh, this could be very true too. Uncle Elmo? Yeah, how many of you have been working on Uncle Elmo for 3.5 years? He doesn't like nutrition. He loves taking his drugs. He doesn't want to work out. He smokes a pack of cigarettes a week or two packs a week or a pack a day. And you want him on these products. I get it. You want him there. That's great. But you know what? How much time are you spending with him? All these people that you're spending tons of time on, and you use massive time getting them finally convinced, and then massive amount of time getting them finally trained, and then what happens to them? They quit. Who are the right people? Maybe this is what you need, a definition for yourself. Here's the right people. People who light up and catch fire when you show them this business and then light up others when they talk to them. That's the kind of person you're looking for. I found one of those people this weekend. She was just dynamite. Her and her husband were terrific. They're going to be new business builders for us, and they're just terrific. They saw this, and they go, oh, my gosh, I could do this. In fact, here, and they started throwing their goal at me as soon as we started talking about it, and they started throwing goals at me of where they wanted to create, what they wanted to create, retirement. I want to retire early, and this is going to give me. In the next 2 years, if I create this much income, I can retire early, on and on and on. And I was, like, looking at these people going, you know what? This is it. This is it. This is the right kind of people. This is what we talk about here. Now, you might have to go through 10, 15 people before you find one of them, but you know what? That's the right kind of people. Those are people that once, you know, there's a great saying out there that says, your job isn't to go out there and convince people about doing this, but rather to find people who once they see this opportunity, they go on fire. They can see what it can mean for them. They can start feeling it, sensing it, seeing the future that they can have with it. There you go. And they're willing to do what it takes to get there. When people look at you and they give you and they start complaining, wah, 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 this, that, that, that. You know what? Turn around and run as fast as you can the other direction. When they put you on the defensive all the time, you already, I mean, I'm not, it's not happening. Turn around, run the other direction. He's got a saying out there, IQ stands for ignite quickly. And if they catch fire quickly, they have a great chance of being the right one to pursue. Right? Ignite quickly. So use that, IQ. You can use, you know, we talk about IQ, our IQ. This is a different kind of IQ. Okay, ignite quickly. If they catch fire quickly, they have a great chance of being the right type of person for you. In other words, they see the opportunity and they go, wow, this is great. I can get this. Now, some of you are going to go, well, Mary Jo, sometimes when I give them the opportunity, they really would like to do it, but they go, oh, network marketing because they had a bad experience. Well, find out. I worked with somebody the other day, and she said, well, Mary Jo, I want to do this, but, you know, it didn't work for me before. And I said, well, why didn't it work for you? And we went off, like, four reasons why it didn't work. And I said, okay, let's conquer those four reasons. Then we move forward. So it's about conquering the four reasons, then moving forward. If find out why it didn't work for them and help them, you know, isolate for me what you felt was missing in what happened before. Because network marketing doesn't work for everybody, but a lot of the reason is they don't have proper upline, they don't have proper support, they really didn't get what it was, they didn't learn how to communicate properly, right? There's a lot of reasons why networking didn't work for a person. If you can't help them overcome those reasons, then that's not going to work. You know what they're going to do? They're going to duplicate the same results. When you see people that have been in Manatech and been highly successful, they may have done 3 or 4 other network marketing businesses. But when they got involved in Manatech, for some reason they took on a new look. They decided to do it differently. They went out and got some training. They did some more self-development. They said they did something to shift their gears. How am I going to make this work this time? Because why am I going to spend all this time and energy in it? That's why you saw it. You remember when we had the trouble with the Texas AG 4, 5, 6 years ago? People started flooding. They went over to Max. Then they went over to I can name 5 or 6 different network marketing companies that people have bounced around from. I mean, and these people were leaders in Manatech at one time. And you know what? Some of those people are coming back. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you grab onto it, you find the right kind of people, talk to the right kind of people, and help them develop and believe in a belief system in themselves. Secret, to attract the right one, you must become the right one. You must become who you want to attract in this business. That's a big issue, and that's what we just talked about. Through self-development, personal development, empowerment, you need to become that right person. So do some self-examination. Highlight that one. That's for all of us. I look at that every day. I always look at how can I be better? How can I be better? But I'm doing it. You know, it's so much fun because when you're walking with the Lord and, you know, you're going, how can I be more effective in leading people to Christ? Okay, so that's my number one goal in life. So I keep working on myself in that regard. And, you know, everything that I do to help myself in that regard absolutely overwhelmingly helps me with Manatech. And so that's why I think it's such a great thing, because it helps me in the two critically important things in my life. So it's how do I continue to improve myself, become a better person, a greater contributor in this world, so that I can apply that in both of the most crucial aspects of my life. And it's going to pour out in every other role you play as well. So whatever, when you list your roles in your life, you know, you might have 10 different hats that you wear on a daily basis, and you list those on a sheet of paper. Everything I'm going over today is going to help you in every single one of those areas of your life. Whether you're a mother, grandmother, you know, serve in the church, you know, foundation owner, foundation worker, you're Christian, you're a Manatech, all these roles that we play. If you listed them all, you'd come up with 10, some of you 20. Everybody has a different life. But all the roles that you play, communication skills will help you in every single one of them. But you know, if you want to be there, if you want to attract the right people, it's the law of attraction, right? In fact, when I do that, when I talk about what are the best characteristics, some of you have taken my training that I did, my very first training posted on ManaTrain is a training about attracting business builders to your organization. And one of the things I have you do is go through what are the characteristics are you looking for in a business builder that you want to attract. Well, when you list all of those characteristics, the first thing I'm going to ask you, are you those? Are you those characteristics? Oh, Mary Jo, I want to find somebody who's really top-notch in integrity, trustworthy, has a great sphere of influence, da-da-da, great. Are you those? And you go, oh. Start asking that question. Where am I falling short in that list of characteristics? Because to attract that, remember law of attraction. What you put out, you get more of. You want more love in your life, you put more love out. You want to get more, you give more. You want to have more friends, you make more friends. You go out and be a friend to more people if you want more friends. As you give, so shall you receive. As you sow, so shall you reap. All of those apply, all those concepts. So same with us. You want to make sure that you become that attractor person. Reason number 4, we got 2 left. Reason number 4, you're not talking. Don't you love this, the way he loves language? You are not talking to the right people is reason number 3. Number 4 is you are not talking right to people. What does that mean? It means what we're saying to people is the wrong stuff. A lot of distributors are simply saying the wrong things to the wrong people with the wrong message. You must talk to people from a you focus. In other words, not you, but them. So, and he called it tiny, T-I-N-Y. I kind of like that, if you remember that tiny. It means their interest, not yours. Acronym for their interest, not yours. When you're talking to people, you want to talk about their interests. That's why you go on a discovery setup. You ask questions. You listen, right? We ask questions. We listen. Focus on their interests and really do it professionally. Stop being so self-absorbed. And one of the secrets he wrote in here was this. You should say the word you at least four times as much as you say the word me or I. And one of the exercises he gave in this whole article was try prospecting without ever using the words me or I at all. That's really hard to do because you like to talk about your own experiences. But try it. Just use that as that's something you might want to highlight on the outline, something new and different for you to do. If I'm going to go out and prospect, and I get to talk about other people, I want to talk about them. Now, it's going to be hard because somewhere in there you're going to say, well, my experience is this, this, and this. Yeah, this is what I've experienced. You might disclose that. But that would be a hard thing for me not to share with them because they're interested in what your experience has been around the products. It's hard to discuss products without discussing the experiences that you've had with the products, right? So that might be an exception. But it's just an effort of when you go out there and you try prospect. I said try. Prospect, I hate that word try, and there I have it in my outline. Because I took it right out of his article. Prospecting without using, in other words, minimize the number of I's and me's in your prospecting and focus on them. And that's going to make it so much better than what you're creating today. Because it really is about them. It's about what they see, what their needs are. That's why if you go through Michael Oliver, he does a great book in natural selling when he talks about the discovery process. You're never going to convince somebody to get involved with Manatech if you haven't found out what their need was. Like the woman I talked about this weekend that I met, this husband and wife, they're just terrific because she has this gigantic goal. She's stuck in a job and she can't stand it and she wants out of it and she, you know, it's driving her crazy, driving her husband crazy because all she can do is talk about it. Of course, one thing breeds into another and she wants out and she sees Manatech as a way to step out of it, how she can get beyond it, retire early. And what a blessing that is. Because a lot of jobs out there are getting tougher and tougher, aren't they? Especially when you get into the educational system. I don't know about you guys else, but Texas has made gigantic overhaul of our educational systems. Cutting teachers, we have the highest student-teacher ratio that we've seen in 20 years in the state. We see administrations cut back huge, millions of dollars cut out of budgets out of the college campuses and everything else. It's a real shift, a real, real change. And so there's a lot of people going through a lot of hardship. It's a very different environment. For people coming into it, it might be a little easier, but it's hard to take somebody who's been in that environment and now all the crash, you know, all the cost-cutting and all the things that are happening that are just making their lives miserable at their jobs. So very big difference that's going on. So you're going to find a lot of people that are looking. You have the option for them. You have an opportunity for them to retire early. And what a blessing that is, because then it creates a job for somebody else who might want to have that kind of job, but it gets people out of the J-O-B. So talk to people about what they want, what they need, what are the desires of their heart. And there are a lot of people unhappy today, people. So there's a lot, when you talk to people, you're going to find a lot of things that cause them to be, you know, upset about what's going on in this world, about what's going on around them, about what's going on in their job, and perfect. That doesn't, you know, and the minute they see there's an opportunity, if they light up like a light bulb and they can see a way out, wow, there you go. What is that? That's a right person. But what do you have to do? You have to talk right to them first, and that means listen to them. Find out what it is about them. And then the reason number five, you're talking too much to people you're talking to. And we are so guilty of that in Manatech because we have such phenomenal science. We have such phenomenal products. Oh, my gosh, all we want to do is talk about the blue balls on the cell surface. And, you know, and I'm as guilty as anyone. Man, a lot of you have seen me give presentations, and you could say, well, Mary Jo, we loved your presentation. We signed up everybody. We had a great sign-up. Yeah, but it was a ton of information. I mean, we overwhelmed people. I overwhelmed. I don't want to say we. I'm taking the blame right up front. I overwhelm people with information because I fell in love with the science. I fell in love with what this product was. I fell in love with the positioning of Manatech in the whole arena of science and glycobiology and glyconutrient technology. I mean, it was phenomenal. I mean, Manatech did an unbelievable job. You don't have an Amway or this or that. You've got a company that was like the number one in a whole new scientific arena called glyconutrient technology. That is something that's pretty awesome. And that's what you have when you become a part of Manatech. But going out and sharing that and going into the blue balls and the self-service and all that, and that, I mean, it's just, we can overwhelm people. A little bit of it is all you need. So we don't want to drown people. Because the minute we start doing that, every single time I went out and did that, I just told everybody I talked to that they wouldn't be able to do this as a business. Why? Because they looked at me and they said, I'll never have that kind of knowledge. Mary Jo, where did you go to medical school? I remember those comments, and I was like, oh, no, I've lost them. I might get them in as a consumer, but you know what? I'm never going to build them as a business builder because they are looking at me and they're thinking, I'm never going to be able to duplicate that. And the minute somebody starts saying that, you've lost them. So the idea is you don't want to drown them with information. You want to keep it really light, keep it, and that's what makes Nutrivera so much fun. It's a very easy product to talk about. People can capture the picture of real food technology. You want to take, synthetic or real? And people, don't forget, even though we haven't talked about it on the call for a long time, baking those vitamins at 350 degrees for 10 minutes, 15 minutes makes all the difference in the world. They can see the black oozing out of them. None of that stopped happening. Somebody brought in some examples when I was out, this week out of town at my, where I was giving my talks, and they showed me one, and it was called Nature's Made. That's what the name of the vitamin, Nature's Made, and it was this big chunk of black charcoal. Nature made. And I go, well, petroleum's natural. It's nature made, right? Just that we weren't intended to have petroleum in our bodies. Otherwise, God would have made our bodies look like cars. Okay. So the idea is that people, we've got a lot of junk out there in the industry, and we can share with people in an effective way that educates them without drowning them. When you're doing it in a recruiting environment, the recruit should be doing most of the talking. Ask, how do you do that? Ask a lot of questions, listen a lot of minutes, and then ask a lot more questions. I like that he said it. Ask a lot of questions, listen a lot of minutes, ask a lot more questions. And that's where you're going to find a resolution, and you're going to find a solution for people. Most people love to have an audience versus be the audience. That's the secret. Most people love to have an audience versus be the audience. All that means is people love to talk about themselves. That's their number one favorite topic. And they love to have people listen and care about them. And that's what we can do best, is care, listen and care. So if you're going to be a hot recruiter, you must connect with people, and you do so by asking lots of questions. And that's it, people. That's it. Okay, feedback from you guys. How many want to share? Maybe there's something on this list. Did one of these five reasons jump out at you? And what do you plan on doing about it? So take yourself off mute and share with the rest of the group of us today. Anything hit you right between the eyes, something new or different or something that just made you recognize perhaps something you hadn't been seeing before? Anyone? Got a quiet group today. Anyone want to get off mute and share?
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Oh, can you hear me? Okay.
Uh-huh.
I was pushing the wrong
buttons, I know. I do that too when I get off calls, and I'm always like, can you hear me? Can you hear me? And no one responds.
Right. I was doing pound seven. I don't know.
Yeah.
But a couple of things hit me. One, the first thing, since it was one of the last things you talked about, the drowning, I realized when you put this up, I realized I might be sending out too much in my Navigate. I'm so excited about all of it. When you use Navigate, do you just put like one or two main things? Or?
Absolutely. Here's a rule for you with Navigate. Never attach more than two things, ever.
Oh, okay.
Does that help you? Because you know what, the other things aren't going away, they're still there. If the person has some interest and you answer their questions, then you can come back and you can say, you know, I think there's another piece here that you might really enjoy. But get very specific. And you know what you ought to do? You ought to make a list of the things that you're, well, I don't make a list, I just have them in my favorites. I have a few favorite emails, and I have no more than two attachments on any of them, and I just keep using those, and that's what you want to do. And then there might be some, you know, some particular interest they have that's not in those two, but you could still use that email as a starting point, and then just delete one of the attachments and add a different one that you really think is more specific to that person's needs. But never more than two. Because you know what? If you think about it, if somebody sent you an email with five attachments, you wouldn't look at all of them, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
What two do you use? Do you do the Nutriveris? And
I love the Nutriveris, the DVD of the Nutriveris, the combo one. I love that one. That's my favorite for Nutriveris, which is the 2-minute and the 7-minute back-to-back. So that's one I would attach for sure. And then sometimes I attach, if I were doing Nutriveris, I would probably also attach the tear sheet. So.
Okay, so those are usually the two that you use.
Uh-huh, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if it's somebody, here's another thing that I use. Everybody has different ideas. You're just hearing my opinion. If it's somebody that's really technical into all the separate ingredients in the product, then instead of the tear sheet, I'll use the product information sheet, which gives them, you know, all the nutrients outlined item by item. If I know they're really particular about that, I clearly wouldn't send all of those. I would send, you know, the video, and then I'd send one of those two attachments. So they have something they watch and then something they can read.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yep. And the importance of sending something they can watch and something they can read is what, people? Does everybody get this? Is the idea that some people are more audio and some people are more visual and some people are, you know, so you really want to be able to, you're not going to ask them in your, are you more audio or visual? You can do that. We used to do that when we handed things out so we would know whether to give them a DVD or to give them some things in writing. But I don't do that in prospecting anymore. Because I can send them so easily with Navigate, one of each. And that's kind of how I try to look at it. I try to get something video and something something written. So those, when I'm making choices of the two things, I don't ever send out two audios or two videos. I would send out one video, one written.
Great. Thank you.
You bet. And good question, because that, you know, it's the same thing as if we're talking too much. When we send out massive stuff, we dump on people, and really, we're probably seeing the response is that they open it and then they don't watch anywhere near what we suggest. We call them up and they still haven't seen it yet, or they haven't looked at it because you've overwhelmed them. Same way you can in meeting one-on-one. Too much information.
Mary Jo.
Yeah.
James, thank you so much for
James,
which includes everything from the very beginning until now. And as we're in the mode of holding each other up, I really appreciate your sharing with us that you use sharing Christ with others as your foundation to your business procedure and operation. I think that's fantastic, and I just want to reinforce you and compliment you for that.
Thanks, James. Thanks.
Thank you. I got a lot of good points from what you said today.
Good. Good. Yeah. I think we, you know, and you know, the reason I share information with people when I come across articles that I really enjoy, a lot of it has to do with it because it hits a home run ball to me. I mean, there's always ways that we can, no matter how effective we might think we are, there's always ways we can improve. So when I grow from an article, I know that it's a great article to share with you guys. So thanks. Anyone else? All right, people. Love you all. Have a great week. Let's go out there and really do some sharing. Let's, you know, Lydia, I don't know. Lydia, did you send the action tracker again?
Yeah.
Okay. She's going to send out to all of you who are on the distribution list. You're going to get a new action tracker that updates it a little bit with some of the things that were cleaned up on it. So you get one that I consider is really a good one to use. And start using it. It really will help you. I mean, a lot of you run away from accountability. Well, if you don't share your action tracker with somebody else, you know, the only person you're accountable to yourself, right? And you, do you want to be accountable to yourself? Do you really want to do that? I mean, if you don't, then I'm going to suggest you probably don't want to be effective in the business. So look at what bigger decision you're making when you do that. But take that action tracker and just start really working with it. Lydia and I have made a commitment because we're in our organization, we made the goal to earn that $10,000, you know, the executive bonus. Now, that's just our goal. I'm not suggesting you need to choose that or not, but that ends at the end of business period 13 or 12, I think 12. 12 we have. I'm sitting here looking at the goal, and I don't even know what it is. At the end of business period 12 this year, at beginning of December. So anyway, we're looking at this, and we're saying to ourselves, okay, how are we going to create this by the end of that? And we have outlined it all, and we're now going to use this action tracker on a daily basis because we have, you know, we have these August, September, October, November, we have four business periods left, and it's crucial for us to create certain results to make sure that that $10,000 is won. And the reason we're winning the $10,000, you know, some of you go, I think that one of the things that motivates me the greatest is that $10,000 that I'm going to win for the executive bonus is totally dedicated to building a church in Brazil. So, you see, if I don't win it, there's one less church in Brazil. That's the loss. It's not marriage, you follow? And so, you know, those are just things that help me. But I think using the action tracker can help all of you just to really get an acknowledgement of what am I doing or what am I not doing. And, you know, it's our inaction that really hurts us. And this also, of course, exposes us for some of our excessive action that might be hurting us as well. So hopefully this helped out, you guys. Love you all. Have a great week, and we'll be back on board next Monday, and then the Monday after that is Labor Day. So we'll be all of us will be out in, or not all of us, a lot of us will be out in Orlando at Mana Quest, and I can't wait to bring you back all the highlights from that, but I won't be doing that until the Monday after Labor Day. So we have one more Monday, and then we have a Monday off. So love you guys. Have a great week. Let's go out there and make things happen. Okay.